He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 He's got the little bitty babies in his hands. He's got the little bitty babies in his hands. He's got the little bitty babies. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. When my kids were young, what do you think I did before we took our first step into a crowded parking lot? Yep, I held their hand. In fact, I would hold their tiny hands when they first started walking as they wobbled like they'd had a bit too much to drink. I remember holding their hands as we walked into school for their first day of kindergarten. In those early days, reaching down to find their hand was as involuntary as breathing for me. Holding the hand of someone is a nonverbal way of expressing our care, our affection, our protection, our love. It embodies relationship. It demonstrates intimacy. It speaks of belonging. To belong to Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is to be held securely in his hands. Hands that were held by his mother. Hands that motioned for others to come and see. Hands that made glad a wedding with more wine than was expected. Hands that turned over tables and drove out money changers from the temple. Hands that called Nicodemus to step from the shadows of self-importance into a new light of understanding. Hands that held a cup of cold water as he talked with a Samaritan woman at the well. Hands that healed a fevered child, brought the lame man to his feet, and restored the sight of a man born blind. Hands that fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Hands that wrote in the dirt, convicting some, but freeing a woman caught in adultery. Hands that held the heartbroken sisters at the death of their brother Lazarus. But hands that called him forth from death to life. Hands that washed the feet of his bewildered disciples. Hands that prayed for us and for the world. Hands that were bound by those who arrested him, who accused him, who questioned him. Hands that held a beam of wood as he walked to his death. Hands held down and fastened to a cross. Hands pierced by nails. Hands still bearing the wounds as his disciples rejoiced, gathered around their risen Lord Jesus. These are the same hands that hold us now. These are the same hands that cradle us and nourish us and give us eternal and abundant life. These are the hands that guard us from the ways of death. These are the hands that hold us securely and protect us from all that would separate us from Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Each and every Sunday at Advent, before the first note of the Lord's Prayer is played, what do? We reach out, right? We reach out our hands to find the hand of another. Now, this doesn't happen at every church. So I am sure for a first-time visitor, this might catch them off guard. And for some lifelong Lutherans unaccustomed to this type of behavior, it can border on a charismatic Pentecostal experience. I think this simple act of holding the hand of another speaks the power of belonging in our culture that is so rift with fear and suspicion of the other. Holding hands while singing a prayer that tells the story of our unity. Our Father. Provides a vision of a new type of kingdom, provides a vision of a new way of living in this world, a place of belonging for all. The hands of Jesus and the hands of the Father are plenty big enough to hold the whole world. This is our hope. This is our prayer. And so on this Good Shepherd Sunday, when we sing, we pray twice. He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 He's got everybody here in his hands. He's got everybody here in his hands. He's got everybody here in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. When I was in the Holy Land, privileged to travel with my fellow pilgrims, we went into Bethlehem and spent several nights there. That first evening that we got there, we stopped at a shop where lots of artisans sold their wares. And when we got there, we walked in and they had Jerusalem crosses for all of us, which were made out of olive wood. And we received these Jerusalem crosses. And then the guy behind the counter said, where's the pastor? I didn't know what he was asking for, so I kind of was like, all of a sudden someone bumped me, and I was like, hey, I'm the pastor. And he brings out from behind the counter, remember this, Dwight? Brings out behind the counter this carved olive wood piece. It's the base is the only thing that it's attached to. From up here all the way to the top of Jesus' head is one piece of olive wood. And it is Jesus, the Good Shepherd, holding the sheep. On the top, you can see, if you look closely, you can see the nail wound there. This is probably one of the most iconic images in all of Scripture. In its simple but powerful way, this shows that Jesus is the Good Shepherd, holding the sheep in his hands. I try to imagine myself as the sheep being held by our Lord Jesus Christ with those nail wound hands. So I thought, the first thing I said to some of the people that were there, I said, I'm gonna give this piece to Advent Lutheran. And so I've made a little plaque out there that tells a little bit about Tree of Life. This is one of the really good craftsmen and artisans there with olive wood. So this is a Tree of Life piece. And so I'm going to keep it out on Dwight's altar out here. Dwight Hartzell made this altar. And I want to keep it out there so that we can all enjoy it. We can all see and be reminded that Jesus is indeed our Good Shepherd, holding us in his hands and desiring for all to come and find a place of rest and refuge, a place of healing and wholeness. Amen.